Was too short and fell away from Smart and also Q Boykin, who was there defending for the Lufkin cause. It'll be third and about 12 for Palestine, still operating from their own 13. Out of the ballgame comes Jerry Graves, checking back in as H.C. Langston at that right halfback spot. Graves runs two plays offensively and then comes out of the ballgame. Out and over the ball, Billy Hoppers, 161-pound junior student. He's the pivot man for the Wildcats, coached by Thornton. Back in deep punt formation now for Palestine is the quarterback, David Foster. Red is back in a single safety. Foster gets his toe into that ball out at the 40 and at the 40-yard line, picked up by Red, who heads to the far side. He's to the 35 and down he goes at the 35 as he is met by 1, 2, 3. Maroon-shirted Palestine Wildcats at the Wildcat 35-yard line. Red fielded that ball on the Palestine 41, counterpunched it 6 yards down to the 40. So it'll be a punt of about 27 yards, counterpunch 6. By Ronnie Redd as the Panthers move to the attack, 18 yards in from the far sideline, moving from our right toward our left, out and over the ball, Jim Reisinger. Redd, the signal caller, tee tight across the top. The give to the fullback, Stanley, to the right side he goes, bulls his way down near that 30, maybe inside the 30-yard line. It'll be good for 5-plus on the first thrust of the ball game. Daylight opened by Bud Sneed and Boyd Ivey at the right side, and Alton Stanley taking the direct handoff from the quarterback, Ronnie Redd. The big fullback moved to the right side and down inside the 30 around the 28-yard line. So give him a pickup of about 7 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 3. There's a fake to the fuller. Give this time to Bate. He breaks to the 20. He's to the 15, the 10. He's swivel hips inside the 10, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. Herman Bate on a beautiful piece of running. They cut the corner linebacker inside thanks to the fine block then of the right halfback, Brzee, as he cut the corner linebacker inside at the 20, gave Bate the running room he wanted. He was challenged again at the 8-yard line, and as he got about the 2-yard line, he literally drugged two maroon-shirted Palestine Wildcats into that end zone with him, and the first time of the 1959 season, we've seen pay dirt here for the Lufkin cause. Back to have a try at the extra point is Ronnie Redd. Reisinger awaiting the signal. There's the snap. The ball is down. The kick is in the air. It is no good, off to the right. Our score, Lufkin 6, Palestine nothing, with 10 minutes, 8 seconds of playing time remaining in the first quarter. As the teams move upfield, let's pause 30 seconds for these words.
Stop in at the corner of Lufkin Avenue and 3rd Street in Lufkin for special economy food buys at the QP Food Store. This weekend, QP is featuring Crisco, a 3-pound can, 69 cents. Get Maryland Club coffee at QP stores for only 59 cents a pound. And Swift's premium bacon, selling for just 49 cents a pound. Shop QP Food Store, corner of Lufkin Avenue and 3rd Street for these and other special food buys. Plenty of parking space at QP Food Store.
Lufkin will kick from the north 40 to our right. Palestine receiving to our left. Back deep is Bobby Gilbreth. Red awaits the signal. There it is. He advances on the ball, gets his right toe into it. And it's a low end-over-end kick taken by Gilbreth, who fakes a handoff. He gave that ball to number 33, David Perry, to the far side, the 20, 25, 30, 35, reverses his field, breaks away from 1-2 men, and out to the 43-yard line he comes. He may have fumbled that ball at that point, but the whistle had sounded, so say the referees, and Palestine will put the ball in play from their own 42-yard line. Brian Applefield finally making the stop for the Lufkin Panthers. Some question on the play as Palestine has been consulted. A flag was tossed back up at the point where Lufkin had kicked that ball. Apparently they were offside. Palestine declines that penalty. They put the ball in play from their own 42-yard line. First and 10 Wildcats. Lufkin operating from a 4-5 defensive alignment. In that forward wall, Stanley, Grissom, Ellis, and Ivy. The five in the secondary are Bate, Reisinger, Sneed, Clayton, and Brzee. Power up the middle as flags rained on the play. No gain. Lufkin is being consulted. The option resting with the Panthers. Illegal procedure once again against Palestine. Refused. About a half yard or a yard picked up on that play. So it'll be 2nd and 9 for Palestine. Owning it now on their own 43-yard line, 18 yards in from the far side of the playing field. Back at safety for Lufkin is Boykin and Redd. There's the tee with the flanker to the right side. The quarterback on the quick pitch to the left halfback. That would be David Peary. And Peary tries to find a bit of running room to the right side. Gets near the 45-yard line. But then came Leon Grisham, 183-pound Lufkin defensive lineman, along with the inside linebacker on the left side, Jim Reisinger. And they stacked him up just shy of the 45. It'll be a pickup of about a yard and a half, possibly two. We'll call it two to avoid the fractions and say it's third and seven for Palestine from their own 45-yard line. Once again, the flanker to the right side in the person of H.C. Langston. The quarterback takes, drops back to pass, looks, still looking, being harassed there by Stanley. Finally, the screen pass to the left side and never able to find that line. Now he shakes away and gets the line of scrimmage plus a couple. It looked as if the receiver of the pass, Don Dugan, he took the pass at the 40 and finally moved up to the line of scrimmage. No gain, so it'll be fourth and still seven needed. Arlie Ellis, it was, making the stop for Lufkin. Dropping back in deep punt formation for Palestine is David Foster, the 140-pound quarterback, red back in the deepest safety. Flag on the play, the punt away. Red fields it at the 23, 25, to the 30, the 35, the 40, and down he goes at the 44-yard line. However, recall, if you will, a flag was tossed. Illegal procedure once again signaled against Palestine, and we'll see what Lufkin chooses to do. In all probability, they will take the play. They take the play, refuse the penalty. They go to the attack from their own 43-yard line. The Panthers on it, on their own 43. First and 10, 18 yards in from this, the east side of Panther Stadium. And that stand-up huddle back between the 35 and 40-yard line in Lufkin territory. The Panthers break from the huddle. Red, the quarterback, tee tight across the top. He takes, fakes to the full, gives to Rudy Brzee, the right half. Slants over his own left side on the crossbuck. Gets out to the midfield stripe for a pickup of about seven. Langston making the stop for Palestine. It'll be second and three as the referee Carl Landis spots that ball just shy of the midfield stripe, ruling that Brzee's knee tagged ground at that point. T once again tight across the top. Red, the quarterback, barking the signals. The 175-pounder takes, feeds that ball over to Alton Stanley, the fullback, who slants over his own right side. It'll be ever so close for the first down, down around the Palestine 46-yard line. We'll see. The referee dives in to get the pig hide. Takes a peek over to the chain on the far side. And time is called. The chain gang will go to work. They're going to measure this one. 8 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Lufkin 6, Palestine nothing. Lufkin scoring on the third play from scrimmage when they got their hands on that ball, as Herman Bates scampered about 26 yards down that far sideline after taking the handoff from the quarterback, Ronnie Redd. First and 10, Lufkin, on the Palestine 46-and-a-half-yard line. He goes in at the defensive tackle slot. This has been a very fine football game with its thrills and spills a minute. Quite naturally, a little more thrilling for Lufkin fans at this point than for Palestine, but Palestine, the Wildcats, have had their moments of glory too. We have 30 seconds of playing time remaining in the first half. Lufkin owns the ball. First down, goal to goal from the Palestine 5-yard line. The managers leave the playing field. For Lufkin, Ray Polk, Fred Butler, Dick Ryman, and Jack Tucker handle those managers' chores. Here come the Panthers. Rudy Rizzi, a flanker, way to the left side. Q Boykin fumbles the ball, picks it up, heads to the left side. He'll be tossed for a loss. Back around the 10. Flag goes down, though. Remember now, they can only penalize them half the distance to the goal from this point under the new rule. So that will mean it'll go down around the 7-yard line. New ruling this year, you can only penalize a team half the distance to the goal if they're inside that 30-yard line. So, put it on the 7-yard line. Chuck Beasley back into the ball game with 23 seconds of playing time remaining. Boykin fumbled that ball, find a bit of running room. Tried to find some running room, he was swarmed under. Boykin takes once again, heads out to the left. He throws, and there it is, complete into the end zone for the touchdown. And who is that? Rudy Brzee, it was, standing squarely on the goal line. Took the left-handed toss from Q Boykin, and it's touchdown number 4 for the Panthers, and they lead it 26-6. The point after try yet to come. Will they go for one? Will they go for two? They're out front. They'll try to get the deuce in all probability. Here they come, setting up Brzee, a flanker to the left side. They're going for two. Boykin takes, drops back to throw. Still looking, he's gonna run it. And he is or is not in the end zone. He is not, he's shy of the double stripe. The points are no good. Our score remains Lufkin 26, Palestine 6 at halftime. The team's coming downfield now. Lufkin has picked up 3 touchdowns running, 1 passing now. And that is the second touchdown of the night for Rudy Brzee. He got one running. He got one combining his aerial tactics with the southpaw throwing arm of one Q Boykin, who has played most of this, the second quarter, for Lufkin, when Ronnie Redd apparently sprained an ankle, getting the only successful conversion that the Panthers have placed into the record books tonight. He ran over 2 points after the third touchdown. Fourth and 10, Palestine from the Lufkin 35. They break from the huddle now. 10 minutes remaining. Clock stopping on the incompleted forward pass. They're going to run it. Dropping back is Foster. He's looking. Opening up the aerial guns. Long downfield. There's Langston, and it is touchdown. Not Langston, it's Morton. T.C. Martin had worked himself down in behind the Lufkin secondary. And that's the second touchdown of the night for Palestine, and our score 26-12. Here comes Gerald Walling running onto the field for Palestine. They'll be going for 2 on the extra point conversion. They're going to go for 2. Foster rolling out to throw. He throws, it is batted down by Brian Applefield right at the goal line. Our score remains Lufkin 26, Palestine 12 as the teams move upfield. Let's pause 30 seconds for these words.
For the finest in quality and service, take your clothes to East Texas Laundry and Cleaners, 321 East Lufkin Avenue in Lufkin. Serving this area since 1902, East Texas Laundry and Cleaners features all types of laundry service, family finish, bachelor bundles, fluff dry or all fluff, and there's a 10% discount for cash and carry on laundry at East Texas. Or they pick up and deliver. Your complete satisfaction is the aim of the folks at East Texas Laundry and Cleaners. That address is 321 East Lufkin Avenue, next to the post office in Lufkin.
Lufkin from the South 40. There's the whistle. Perry kicks a grass cutter, taken by who? Scarborough to the 45, and finally down he goes at about the 46-yard line. Could have been Dempsey, we'll see. A fumble, and who? Palestine recovers at almost the identical spot. At almost the identical spot that they took that ball a moment ago. They take over on the Lufkin 46-yard line. Lufkin calls timeout with timeout on the playing field. Let's take 60 seconds for these words.
Between the pages of the Lufkin News, you'll find a complete and detailed report of all the sports happenings locally, nationally, and internationally. And of course, there's an overall coverage of world and local happenings printed on the pages of the Lufkin News, now featuring a Saturday edition. Dial Neptune 44488 and subscribe to the Lufkin News. Make arrangements for the Lufkin News to be delivered to your home or place of business. There's always a friendly welcome waiting for you when you shop the QP Food Store, corner of Lufkin Avenue and 3rd in Lufkin. High-quality food specials at budget-loving prices help you stretch those food dollars at QP Store. This weekend, get Crisco Shortening, a 3-pound can, for only 69 cents at QP, and Maryland Club Coffee, a pound can, for 59 cents. Swift's Premium Bacon, just 49 cents a pound at QP Food Store. Shop first thing in the morning at QP Food Store, corner of Lufkin Avenue and 3rd Street, right here in Lufkin.
Substitutions in the Lufkin Panther lineup check Alton Stanley out of the ball game for Lufkin. We'll get the lad's number who checked in just a moment. Calvin Scarborough, I believe. Defensively, Stanley plays the left defensive end position normally, and Scarborough it is in there now. Yes, Scarborough for Stanley. Applefield back at one of the safety spots along with Scotty Beasley as the Wildcats go to the attack from the Lufkin 46-yard line, first and 10. There's a give to the fullback who breaks free at the 45 down to the 40-yard line he moves. That would be Larry Pickle. It'll be second and four from the 40-yard line. Brian Applefield finally came up from his secondary position to make the stop for Lufkin. Flanking to the left side this time, Gerald Walling. Foster, the quarterback, gives this time to Langston. Langston slides around his own left end. He gets a couple of yards. It may be close for the first down. Oscar Clayton it was who finally made the stop. It'll be third and about a yard and a half or 2 yards needed. Third and one. Third down, 1 yard needed for the Wildcats on the Lufkin 36-yard line. 8 minutes, 38 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 26-12, Lufkin leads. There's a give to the left half, Walling. We'll see if he got the first down. He's around the 35-yard line. The referee, Carl Landis, dives in to knee that football, and we may have a measurement. Nope, first and 10 it is for Palestine. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Gerald Walling on the dive play from his left halfback slot. Moved through the left side of the line behind Henry Viscosil and Andrew Overton. Dropping back to throw is Foster. He's looking, good protection. And now he is being harassed and dropped for a loss all the way back to the 44-yard line. Jim Reisinger would not relent the pressure and finally tossed him for a loss back at the 44-yard line in Lufkin territory. A loss of about 9 yards on the play. It'll be second and 19. Second and 19 for Palestine from the Lufkin 44-yard line. Panthers still in their 4-5 defense. Flank it to the right. Drop it back is Foster looking, and he's being tossed for a loss again at the midfield stripe. Leon Grisham and Boyd Ivey. Dropping back around that midfield stripe. Foster never able to get that ball away as Boyd Ivey came in to challenge him first. Then came Leon Grisham. And they weigh 180, 183 respectively. And that's 363 pounds of trouble when you're about 5 yards behind that line of scrimmage. So it's third down and about 24 needed now by Palestine. Foster looking long downfield. It is almost intercepted by Applefield down at the 15-yard line. It was intended for Langston. It goes as an incompleted forward pass. Fourth down, about 24 needed by Palestine. And checking in is David Peary along with Bobby Gilbreth. Walling and Smart check out of the ballgame. Gilbreth and Peary check in. Dropping back in deep punt formation is David Foster. Back in a single safety for Lufkin goes Scotty Beasley. The snap is a bit high, but getting that kick away rather feebly is Foster. It hits a Palestine player who covers it at the 20-yard line. And a Lufkin lad had touched that ball, and Palestine takes over on the 20. That's a break for the Wildcats. First and 10, Palestine from the Lufkin 20-yard line. The Wildcats have certainly had the breaks here in the third quarter. They've already tacked one TD on the scoreboard when they recovered the fumble on the kickoff. They kicked again, Lufkin fumble, they recovered it again. And now, there goes the reverse, there goes Langston, and the race is on. Rudy Rizzi challenges him and finally bumps him out of bounds in the vicinity of the 10-yard line. A nice bit of deception then on the part of David Foster, the quarterback. A pickup of 8 yards on the play, down to the 12-yard line. It'll be second and two. Foster bows under, the flanker to the right side. Foster on the quarterback keep, flag on the play as Foster is driven back. Leon Grisham it was, the first man to make contact, Bud Snead rather, 72. We'll see who has the option here. The Lufkin tri-captains are conversing with Carl Landis, the referee. Boyd Ivey in there talking to Landis, and we will step off yardage against Palestine to the tune of 5, 10, and 15 yards for illegal use of the hands on offense. That moves that ball out to the 26-yard line in Lufkin territory. It'll be second down, second and 16 for Palestine from that point. Foster rolls out. Will he throw? He does. And it is complete. Complete. Down to number 86, Gilbreth. Down to the 20-yard line. Brian Applefield finally stopped Gilbreth at the 20. Just about the time Gilbreth controlled that ball and turned to head downfield, there came Applefield. So it'll be third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Third and 10. Here's Foster dropping the pass. He throws. It is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Smart. So it'll be fourth and 10 from the 20-yard line. Lufkin territory, Palestine, stopping the clock with 5 minutes, 47 seconds of playing time remaining in the third quarter on the incompleted forward pass, the clock stopping. Flanker to the left side, T.C. Morton. Foster rolls out to throw. He's looking, and he throws. It is too tall for its intended receiver, Morton. Brian Applefield came charging in to challenge. No, that was Calvin Scarborough who came charging in to challenge Foster just as he was about to fire that one downfield. It was too tall for the intended receiver down at the 5-yard line. It's first and 10 Lufkin from their own 19 or 20. So the Panthers move to the attack with Q Boykin at the quarterback slot. 26-12, Lufkin leads it. 5 minutes and 40 seconds of playing time remaining in the third quarter. Boykin barking those signals now. He takes, gives the ball to the fullback Stanley, and Stanley slants over his own right tackle, gets out across the 20 to about the 22 or 3-yard line. A pickup of 4.5 by Alton Stanley. To stay in even numbers, we'll call it second and 6. Lufkin owns it on their own 24-yard line. There's a fake to the full, a given. Nope, the ball went to the fullback Stanley. This time he slanted to the left side, outside his own left tackle Oscar Clayton, and got out near the 27 or 8-yard line before Andrew Overton and H.G. Langston put the clamps to him. Third and about 2 now for Lufkin. Operating the first series of downs that they've had the ball here in the third quarter. Twice previously, they fumbled it away to Palestine. There's a give to the fullback once again, and Stanley plows in there. It looks as if he may have gotten the first down if everything is in order. And first and 10 it is for Lufkin. That's first down number 14 in the ball game for the Panthers. Langston and David Smart made the stop for Palestine. 4 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. He's near the 25-yard line. He runs that option play to the left side. Charlie Coleman it was who finally made the stop on Boykin, but not until he had picked up yardage down to the 25-yard line. Third and four. Third down, 4 yards needed on the 25-yard line. Flank it to the left side once again. Beasley, once again, and it's fumble! And just as Boykin fumbled that ball or either tried to pitch it out, it looked like a fumble. The ball squirted into the air. There came Rudy Brzee swinging to the left side, picked it out of the air, got the line of scrimmage, but no more. May have lost a yard or a half yard. Check Beasley out of the ballgame. Herman Bate back in at the left halfback slot for Lufkin. Lufkin charged with a timeout. Checking into the ballgame, Donald Calhoun for Palestine. We'll see who leads. Probably Billy Hoppers. Nope, it's not Hoppers. It's Larry Mack checking out of the ballgame defensively for the Wildcats. Donald Calhoun replacing Mack. A 4-4-3 defense used by Palestine for the most part tonight. There's a give to the fullback. Nope. Unable to hand that ball off was Q Boykin. And the ball will go over to the Palestine Wildcats. They will own it first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Charles Coleman and H.G. Langston, it was once again, putting the clamps on the ball carrier with 10 minutes and 56 seconds of playing time remaining in the fourth and final period. Lufkin with a 2-touchdown lead, 26-12. Wildcats go to work. David Foster, the quarterback, flanker to the right side. Foster rolls out to throw. He throws down the middle. It is complete down there to Daniels. Daniels at the 40, and a flag is tossed where the pass was completed. We'll see. We'll see who has the penalty coming. Lufkin, tri-captain Boyd Ivey, is being conferred with, and step-off yardage. There goes 5, 10, 15 against Palestine for clipping. Just as that pass was completed to Daniels and he headed upfield, one of his teammates eager to help, guilty of clipping a Lufkin Panther at the 40-yard line in Palestine territory. That moves the ball back down to the 25-yard line, where it will be first down and about 14 yards needed for the Wildcats. And as that play begins to develop, flags rain everywhere. Larry Pickle, the fullback, was the ball carrier. Once again, the option here rests with Lufkin. Palestine has been penalized numerous times tonight, but this time, let's see. Offsides against Palestine is refused. So they take the play, which was good for a couple of yards, and that will bring on second and 13 for the Wildcats from their own 27. Flank it to the right. Foster throws long downfield. There goes Martin. It was too tall for him. He was all alone and lonely at the Lufkin 40-yard line. Brian Applefield and Scotty Beasley had allowed T.C. Martin to work his way in between them at the Lufkin 40-yard line, but the pass was too tall for Martin. It fell as an incompleted forward pass. It'll be third and those same 13 yards needed. Trotting out now for Palestine is Calhoun. And Billy Hoppers leaves the ballgame at the offensive center slot. Palestine checks those signals, and they're charged with a timeout in the process.